The title of my presentation is Thermodynamic Functions for the Water Nanosmictite System. Recently, the unique properties of nanoparticles are attracting a great deal of soil and environmental scientists' interest. Recently, Navratilovsky et al. Have provided evidence for large shifts in the free energy of redox reaction equilibrium at the nanoscale. The objective of this study was to investigate possible shifts in the integral enthalpy, entropy, and the free energy of water vapor absorption by smictite reaction equilibrium at the nanoscale. We used water vapor absorption isotherms at two different temperatures and the Clausius-Clebrun equation to compute the change in enthalpy and the change in entropy. Well, there are something wrong with the first equation. Please remove the different signs. Anyway, delta T equal to T2 minus T1. X1 is the reduced water vapor pressure at temperature T1. X2 at T2. They determined at constant phi spreading pressure defined by Gibbs equation with V in millimole adsorbed water per gram smictite. A working tool for nanotechnologists is to scale the properties of properties of interest as the L scale shrinks. This schematic was made to demonstrate the scaling procedure applied to the system under investigation, which is made of adsorbent solid, H2O adsorbed, H2 in the gas phase, in contact with a reservoir at temperature T2, and exactly similar system in contact with a reservoir of T1, both linked together by a link of length L, cross-section area A, thermal conductivity KT. The heat flow equation at steady state gives delta T equal dq by dt times L over kta. Dq over t scales is a power. It scales to L square. Thus, delta t scales to L over thermal conductivity. Assuming kt constant as L shrinks, we get the desired result that delta T scales as L. Substituting this result in the delta H and delta S equations, we predict that delta H and delta S scales as 1 over L. The free energy change for the adsorption reaction was computed equal to delta H minus means temperature times delta S. Differentiating this equation and the delta S equation with respect to L minus 1, we got the other result that delta F scales as L to the power 0. In other words, the scaling procedure is predicting that the magnitude of delta H and delta S are expected to increase while delta F do not change as the length scale L shrinks. That is to say, as the micrometer colloid shrinks to nanometer colloid. Three smectites were prepared from bentonite made in suspension, diameter less than 2 micrometer, saturated with sodium chloride, then made chloride free by leaching with distilled water through porous cup under suction, followed by repeating centrifugation at the bottom of the centrifuge tube. Impurities were discarded. The sodium smectite gel at the top was collected in plastic bottle. The sediment below, which is sodium smectite gel depleted, kept in suspension. Part of this suspension was used to prepare calcium smectite. The particle equivalent diameter for the smectites were determined by ultracentrifugation and using the Swedberg equation. This schematic show part of the rotor with vial at the top of which invisible suspension of diameter less than 49 nanometer, the gel of diameter 49 to 55 nanometer. I called it sodium nanometer smectite, below which a sediment with diameter from 55 nanometer to 2 micrometer. I called it sodium micrometer smectite. The constant in the equation includes water density and viscosity, density with smectite, rounds per minute, and time of centrifugation. R and S were determined from the geometry of the rotor. Vacuum desiccator was used, inside which petri dishes with the adsorbents at the bottom, sulfuric acid aqueous solution to control relative humidity. At equilibrium, the amount of water absorbed was determined by weighing, plotted against relative, against reduced pressure to get absorption isotherm at 28 degree and 35 degree for each absorbent. Brenner-Emmett-Teller equation was used to fit the experimental absorption isotherm data using the nonlinear least square method. The two parameters of which are reported in the table for the three smectites and the two temperatures. As seen in this figure, the micrometer smectites, when shrinked to nanometer smectite, a large increase in the magnitude of delta H took place. Same thing with respect to delta S. Actually, there are some problem with units. Delta S, anyway. On the other hand, the delta F for the three smectites were described by a single equation, indicating that delta F didn't show a nano effect. The table in this slide gives enthalpy, entropy, and the free energy changes, the mean of them, which for the three smectites, which again indicate a pronounced nano effect on the magnitudes of delta H and delta S, while delta F values did not show a definite nano effect. The explanation for these nano effects on the magnitude of these three thermodynamic functions has been given previously by the scaling procedure, which is predicting that delta H and delta S scales as KT over L, while delta F scales as KT times L to the power zero. As seen in the delta H and delta S curves, that sodium macrometer smectites differs from calcium micrometer smectite. There are shifts in delta H as well as delta S due to differences in thermal conductivity. Even the delta F values, the change in free energy data, are showing also some differences due to differences in thermal conductivity, as seen by the data presented by Baxis, always above the other data. In summary, again, the objective of this study was to investigate possible shifts in the integral enthalpy, entropy, and the free energy of water vapor absorption by smectite reaction equilibrium at the nanoscale. We determined delta H, delta S, and the delta F relative to pure water using experimental water vapor absorption isotherms at 28 and 35 degrees centigrade, and using the Clausius-Clapeyron equation. The magnitudes of delta H and delta S increased about 4 and 11 times respectively, as the sodium micrometer smectite shrank to sodium nanometer smectite, while no definite shift was observed in the magnitude of the free energy change. These observed nano effects were theoretically predicted by scaling the magnitudes of the three thermodynamic functions as the length scale L shrank. That is to say, as the micrometer colloid shrank to nanometer colloid. Furthermore, the scaling theory is predicting that the thermal conductivity of sodium nanosmectite about equal the thermal conductivity of calcium microsmectite, and both are greater than the thermal conductivity of sodium microsmectite, probably due to differences in moisture content among the three absorbents. Thank you.
So you're showing that the delta H and the delta S are very much more negative for the nano-sized particles.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now those are based on a molar basis for the water, right? Supposing you normalize this by the number of water molecules absorb per particle, would they then still be different? I mean, what would that tell you? Is there a way to do that?
Well, actually, they has been expressed as number of molecules per particle.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Pardon me?
And not for mass of sort?
Yes, it is for mass. You are talking about per particle, single particle, or what?
Yes.
Or per surface.
Are they based on moles of water?
Yeah.
Okay, but what if you base them on
moles of water per gram?
Moles of surface area.
Oh, you mean on surface area?
Yeah.
This is a good question. Actually, some people doing the same study of absorption isotherms and calculating these functions, they express it on the basis of surface area. For swelling clays like smectite, this may cause little problem because surface area of smectites are not as defined due to the swelling as other particles. So in principle, it is a question of using Gibbs equation with V, which is amount of adsorbed water, either in expressed as millimole per meter square or millimole per gram. So I choose to work with millimole per gram rather than millimole per surface area. Although from the data I can calculate surface areas, actually, the VM and C parameters of Brenner emitter equation, still, if I can do it without surface area, this means I'll avoid actually the. Determining surface area and expressing the results as such. So from thermodynamic point of view, it's the exact solution to use millimole per gram. So I would prefer to use millimole per gram for swelling type clays for such reason. When you express surface areas for this swelling clays, you need to determine the external surface with nitrogen as well as you already have data for the water absorption. You may assume some sort of quasi crystals in the clay. So to avoid all of this kind of microscopic viewpoint by such a tool which I told about, because in this case you don't have to do some modeling about surface area determination. This is it's a long answer, but I am not sure if...
Any other questions? I think one of my questions is relevant or not, you know, you talk about this expanding rate, this ferrosilic minerals, sometimes they have, you know, the crystal rates are like the guide, sometimes they have this so called car costs, they get, you know, they have shape. Do you calculate your modeling? Do you consider shape effect? Is that a factor? But here I think you put vertical.
Yeah. Yeah. See? Well, yes. It's an angle
instead of coming together.
I'm determining effective diameter.
Geometry.
Yes, effective diameter. As I assuming it's sphere. It's a sphere. Yeah. I also for the two kinds, the coarse one and the nano one, I am assuming it's here, you know. No, I didn't take care of this chip type thing. I don't think it's that important with respect to this thermodynamic functions.
I'm at the beginning, so I apologize if you didn't mention it. What, in your opinion, is the implication of these thermodynamic parameters changing the way they do on the nanoscale?
It changes what?
The implications.
What is the implication?
It's the implication.
The thermodynamic functions are
changing
from the macro to the micro.
Yeah, for instance, with respect to the increase in enthalpy, this means nano smectites can be energy of high energy storage. This is why nanoparticles may be used in applications deeper than macroscopic particles. So it may absorb solar energy much more than the macro particles, actually.
Thank you, everybody. So then, I'd like to thank you. If there are no more questions, this concludes our session, I believe. Thank you all for coming. Paying attention. Our speakers are still around. If you want to ask us more questions, that's it.